It's Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner. And here's a rare opportunity, a chance to listen to a live performance from the Denver band Itch.io. You see, when Itch.io plays a concert, it's often unannounced. The band really likes to crash events. This recording is from one of those crashings, which CPR's Zachary Barr attended, and he's here to tell us about this unconventional band. It's kind of flash mobby, isn't it, Zach?
It is. They just come on to you like a, well, like a thunderstorm.
How did you find out about these guys?
Well, it was a couple months back, and I had some friends in town who are sort of fancy web designers, and they came to this really fancy conference in Boulder. All these web designers were at the Boulder Theater, and lo and behold, this bizarre, loud marching band comes rolling in and crashes their event.
This is just like a conference, a cocktail party.
Yeah, a conference.
Okay.
Yeah, appetizers and cocktails. And Itch.io. So when I saw my friends after their conference, this is, you know, all they could talk about. So I contacted Itch.io and asked if I could do a story about them.
They said, yes, we're going to hear from them in not too long. But the music we heard in the introduction, is that their typical sound?
Yeah. I mean, it's really hard to describe their sound. But above all, I'd say loud. You know, it's loud. I mean, they say that they're the world's only percussive-based electronic marching band.
A lot to take in. Percussive-based. Yeah. So
right.
lots of drums, right?
Lots of drums, okay. And lots of electronic instruments.
You got tipped off about a recent crashing.
That's right. And so that's how I wound up in a vacant parking lot in downtown Denver the other night. I met nearly 30 band members there, all getting ready to crash an event a couple blocks away. All the band members were wearing matching black and purple band uniforms. These are outfits that used to belong to a JV marching band, and everyone's face was covered in tight-fitting black masks, the kind famously worn by Mexican lucha libre wrestlers.
We're the craziest marching band out there.
That's Kobe Hickman. He plays synthesizer, and Aaron Spriggs plays theremin.
As far as I know, I am the world's only marching band theremin.
The theremin and synthesizer need power, so the musicians have to strap a lot of gear to their backs, and the effect looks something like a jetpack. There are amps, bullhorn-shaped speakers that look like wings, and motorcycle batteries.
Yeah, that's pretty much the heart of Itch.io, I would say. The motorcycle battery. The 12-volt sealed motorcycle battery.
And flashing strobe lights are standard issue. Another band member plays a sort of voice synthesizer called a vocoder. And as we mentioned earlier, since Itch.io is a marching band, it definitely has drummers.
First hearse, electronics. Second hearse, drums and Larry.
Is he saying hearse
there? Yeah.
Hearse. They drive them as part of this event?
Yeah, they do. Part of the procession included two hearses. One of them had flames shooting out from the hood of the hearse.
I want you in front of the hearse. Go ahead and head over there.
So the hearses and performers start their two-block procession. Their target? A couple hundred unsuspecting people who are mingling and dancing at a street food festival. They have no idea their party is about to be turned inside out. These mysterious musicians show up and disperse throughout the crowd, playing dissonant sounds. They've gotten everyone's attention. Many people follow band members through the crowd, taking pictures with their cell phones. But the real show is about to start. All the musicians have now gathered into a circle, and the concert begins. Drummer Scott Banning is the founder of the group, and he says Itch.io is not his first marching band.
I played in junior high marching band, but I was freakishly small, and I couldn't carry the drums. the snares were too heavy, and so they gave me these huge crash cymbals, and they were too heavy too, and I have this memory of the strap breaking in front of the local news channel, like coming around the corner. And so marching band was kind of a nightmare, actually, so as a kid. But later I took classes with SF Taiko Dojo and Sensei Tanaka, and that really kind of taiko drumming, you know, you get several drummers doing the same thing, and I was really inspired by how powerful those big group performances are as well.
So Ichio, in a sense, merges those two traditions that you've had, this Japanese drumming and marching band.
There's a lot of merging going on. Yeah, it's a melting pot of ideas.
Does that recipe have a name? I mean, how would you describe it?
Oh, it's a good question. Ichio started out of a sit-down band. Kirsten, my partner, and I, we make these films, and then we would play live scores choreographed to the films. And we couldn't get shows. And so we just decided to tie amps to our backs and go play wherever we want to. How I would describe Ichio today is, you know, something between this tribal thing from outer space.
Well, the other night at your concert, I happened to walk through the crowd and ask people in the audience how they would describe Ichio. And I want to share with you what one person said. She said, "It's like a really good nightmare."
You know what I love about that is I've been saying for years that I love a really good nightmare. And I like to be shaken up a little bit. And I love that somebody else got that and actually said that, because that really is kind of hits the nail on the head.
There are nearly 30 people in this band. I mean, it's enormous. I can only imagine that just something simple like scheduling band practice is another kind of nightmare.
Yeah. It's like herding parakeets, but we've gotten much better at it. And you know, at this point we have a group of songs we play, and with such a large number of players, there's people that rotate in and rotate out, and we've developed kind of a system of how to share the files with them, and they can learn the songs, and then they come prepared, whereas I think in the beginning it was much tougher. One of the cool things about this project is that there are a number of members that never played any instruments before.
Wow.
Yeah, so I knew that once you get people hooked on blindsiding crowds and crashing parties, that they would be hooked and enough to learn how to play something. And so I would just put cymbals in people's hands and tell them where to crash. And people have gotten a lot better at their stuff. And then since then, lots of accomplished musicians have joined the group. And it's just gotten a lot easier.
So the folks who can't play an instrument start with the cymbals.
Actually, there's a number of people that play MP3 players, so they play their phones, essentially, that we plug into an amp that's tied to their back.
You mentioned that the band now has an established set list. Mm-hmm. Are these songs that you wrote?
They're songs that I come up with a basic structure, and then I get people together, and I say, "What do you think of this?" And they say, "I can't play that," or they say, "I think that this would sound better," and I say, "I think that would sound better too," and so we just go from there, and that's kind of how the songs get written.
Well, let's listen to one of these original songs that the band has recorded in a studio. This is Orange Devil by Ichio. You're listening to the song Orange Devil. It's by the Denver band Ichio. This is a band that loves to crash other people's events, arriving and playing unannounced. Scott Banning is Ichio's founder. And are there actual gigs at a club where, you know, people can buy tickets?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're playing the county fair, July 29th, and there's tickets for sale and that. And We'll roam around the fair. I'm not exactly sure what that's going to look like, but we're told to try not to scare the animals.
Scott, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Scott Banning is the founder of the Denver band Itch.io. He spoke to CPR's Zachary Barr. And as Scott just said, the band will be playing the Denver County Fair July 29th. If you can't wait that long, you can check out photos and video at our website, cpr.org. You know, Zach Barr, I have to ask one more question. Just one more.
Please.
Okay. Do these crashings ever get them in trouble? Or just like really tick off the crashed?
I wondered that myself, and I asked, and the band member said, no, that's never happened. In fact, a lot of event organizers around town really want Itch.io to crash their events.
To surprise their attendees?
Right, to surprise the audience.
Well, Zach, thanks so much.
You bet.